I'd like to welcome everyone out to the Heather Ridge 6th Ward this beautiful afternoon. I am Bishop Roberts. I will be presiding and conducting today. I thought we had a wonderful ward conference last week. It was enjoyable to have the state presidency here. And I got to, for those who missed out in primary, President Evans actually had written his own song to share with the young kids in primary, and he actually played his guitar. It was really great. I keep telling him that he's setting a high bar for the next state president for the primary, but it was wonderful. I have a couple things a couple announcements. These are actually from the first presidency, and some of these you might have seen, but if you haven't, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, beginning in 2020, the course of study for seminary will shift to an annual calendar, and classes will study the same book of scripture used for the Come Follow Me curriculum each year. Students will continue to attend seminary according to the academic calendar for the school system they attend. To assist in the transition, seminary classes will adjust their curriculum schedule to teach the first half of the New Testament beginning June 2019 through the remainder of the calendar year. Making these changes will enhance the home-centered, church-supported approach to gospel study through a unified study at home, Sunday school, and seminary. We encourage all youth to fully participate in seminary as they seek to increase their love for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and deepen their conversion to the restored gospel. Sincerely yours, the First Presidency." Also, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, the name of the church was given by the Lord himself when he instructed, 'For thus shall my church be called in the last days, even the church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.' To be true to that charge, we are changing the name of many of the church global communication channels as follows. LDS.org will become the churchofjesuschrist.org. The missionary-focused website, mormon.org, will be changed to comeuntochrist.org. The church social media accounts will emphasize the name of the Savior's church. Over time, many of the church communication channels in English will become part of the churchofjesuschrist.org. In coming months, church websites and social media accounts in other languages will be adjusted following a similar pattern. More details can be found at newsroom.churchofjesuschrist.org. This is a complex effort in numerous global languages, and much work remains. We encourage all to be patient and courteous as we work together to use and share the proper name of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints throughout the world. Jesus Christ is the center of his church, and we will be blessed as we strive to make him the center of our lives. Sincerely, the First Presidency." And one last change, just so you know, ward and stake reimbursements can actually be now done electronically if you set it up. So you can go on or come talk to our clerks on how to set that up. If you don't want to get checks, it will actually be an electronic deposit. We will now have the opening hymn 67, "Glory to God on High," and the invocation will be offered by Brother Jerry Perkins.
Our Father in heaven, we truly do praise thy name. We are thankful that thou art our God. We are grateful that thou art our loving Father. We are so thankful for prophets from Joseph to President Nelson who have taught us the type of Father that thou art. We are grateful, our dear Father in heaven, that thou hast a love for us and that thou hast demonstrated that love in way after way after way. We're especially grateful this day as we honor thy Son by partaking the sacrament and honor thee in partaking of the sacrament. We are grateful for this evidence of thy love for us, that the gift of thy Son, Jesus Christ, has touched us deeply. We are thankful for the opportunity of repenting and changing. We are grateful for the opportunity of learning and growing and progressing. We're so thankful to be here in thy house this day, our Father in heaven. Heavenly Father, we pray that thy Spirit would be in this meeting and also in all the meetings that will come in the next hour. And this we pray for in Jesus' name, amen.
We have one item of business. We have released the following individual, Sed Weeks, as the Deacon's Quorum Assistant Advisor. We propose that he be given a vote of thanks for his service. All those who wish to express their appreciation may do so by the uplifted hand. I also forgot to remind you, I imagine this is all on your calendar, next Saturday and Sunday will be General Conference, which should be thrilling. And then the following Saturday and Sunday, we will have State Conference after that. So we have two more conferences coming, which will be great. I look forward to the opportunity when I do conduct on Fast and Testimony Day, Sunday, and the aspect of being able to bring my or bear my testimony. I was thinking this morning as I was studying, again, the life of Christ, and I was thinking about the sacrament and do we fully understand the significance of it each Sunday and how special that is as to be able to renew our covenants and to be able to follow the direction that Christ had provided to us. Again, I have a strong testimony of this gospel and the plan of salvation, and I do believe that I have a loving Heavenly Father, and I have a Savior that has provided a way that I might return to my Heavenly Father. I am so grateful for that. I'm grateful for the restoration. I'm grateful that a young boy, Joseph Smith, was prepared to take on such a great responsibility in bringing forth the restoration of the gospel in these latter days. As we continue to study the restoration and what Joseph Smith went through, he's, again, one of the people I'm anxious to meet someday. What an amazing individual to take on that role and to be the prophet in these latter days to bring forth the gospel. I have a strong testimony of the scripture, especially the Book of Mormon. I love the Book of Mormon. I cherish it. It has helped me throughout my life in, one, understanding the gospel, but also helping in my conversion to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I have gained, I think, a greater appreciation just over the last few months, the New Testament. As we've studied that, I've also, in parallel, been reading Jesus the Christ, which is just a phenomenal book that helps really provide a greater understanding of Christ and his life. But I do appreciate the value of the scriptures. I have such a strong testimony that that is one of the key things that we need to hold on to as we go through this very, at times, very challenging world. I think the scriptures allows us to reflect on our purpose here. It gives us guidance. President Eyring, in an email that we just received actually today, was talking about, again, how important that has been in his life. And it is interesting how your relationship with the scriptures evolve with you as you go along. I think it provides different guidance to you at different times in your life, in different stages of your life, and I appreciate that. I appreciate having a living prophet who is helping us understand what we need to be doing as individuals, as families, as wards, as stakes, and how we need to continue to progress. As I stated last week, I do love and appreciate our stake presidency and their support and their love of us. Our ward is a very special ward, one with great compassion for one another. As members go through their own challenges, I know our members step up and really provide that support and love, and I appreciate that. Again, I love my family and my wife and the support she provides to me, and our children, which are a great example to us, and we appreciate all that they do. And I do this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the time is now for you to bear your testimonies. We do need to wrap up at 25 after. It throws everybody off, as we were talking with the stake president. Everybody's used to being on the top of the hour. It's rare that you're at the bottom of the hour. So 25 after, we'd like to wrap up so that we can have our prayer and concluding closing hymn. Thank you.
My name is James, and I'm just visiting to have my wisdom teeth pulled. There's a specialty clinic down here that helped out. I'm really excited to serve my mission in the upcoming months, and I want to bear my testimony of the support that Heavenly Father is giving us in all our days. I recently started rolling out of bed and giving my prayer like first thing in the morning before I even like did other stuff, and I want to testify of how helpful that is. Heavenly Father is truly out there trying to help me accomplish my dreams, whether that's serving a mission, but also the other ones I'm doing that just are different. And I want to bear my testimony of the scriptures as well. As we've been reading the mission prep classes, like DNC 84, where Heavenly Father is going to put into my mind the words that I need to deliver at the time when I prepare. And He promises that when we read the scriptures and be in continual conversation with Him, that He'll help us when we need it most. I bear my testimony that's true, and I've been noticing that throughout my life. But Heavenly Father is truly out there to help us. I know that He gives us strength, both spiritual and physical strength, when we need it most and when we ask Him for it, in our prayers and other things. And that He also places friends and people in our paths when we need it most. The Becksteads have helped me out so much a couple times throughout my life. And I want to say that as we follow the promptings of Heavenly Father, we can help other people even when they weren't expecting it. And sometimes when we didn't even expect that, we were helping them anyway. Sometimes smiles and just gestures to people in my classes at school have helped me a lot as life has been hard and as other trials are going on. but as we continue to stay on the path and see, I always think of this story with a bunch of coachmen driving coaches along the ridge, and several of them are bragging about how close they can come to the edge of the cliff without falling off. But I testify that as we follow God and try to stay as far away from danger as possible, that He's going to reward us. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
So I've been thinking a little bit since a couple weeks ago in Sister Jensen's Sunday school lesson. She pointed out as we were studying some of the miracles that in the cases that we were looking at that week, that people were asking for the miracle. They were asking the Savior to bless them. And I've thought a lot about that in the last couple of weeks. Last month, I work in a school, and we had a student pass away, and it was a pretty tragic thing. And as I attended the funeral, the grandfather shared a little bit of his reaction to the news. And what he shared with us that day was, he said, "I knew in that moment that I had a choice to make." And he said nothing, said all the teaching and all the experience in life that I had had and knew really came to a tipping point for me that day. And he said the choice that I had to make was, am I going to choose a miracle today, or am I going to choose to deny the love of God to enter my heart? And he said, thankfully, I chose a miracle. And he said, had I not done so, I don't think I could be here today. And I've thought a lot about miracles. I've looked in the Book of Mormon, where there's a discourse on the God is a God of miracles, and that if miracles ceased among the children of men, and I testify that God is a God of miracles. sometimes he's waiting for us to ask him to bless us. Other times he's blessing us in miraculous ways that we don't recognize. Maybe the question we need to ask is, in what way is a miracle being performed for me today? And the Spirit can teach you and show you, and I testify of that. I know that Christ is our Savior. His atonement is the greatest miracle in our lives. Our choosing Him and to follow Him empowers Him to save us. He's there at all times, ready and willing to accept us and love us. And it would just be my prayer for me and for you that we choose a miracle each day, each time that we choose to honor a covenant or to repent or to embrace the Savior's love. That's a miracle. And I testify of that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
My name is Ethan Beckstead, and a lot of you guys know that I was called to Chile on a mission recently, and I'm really excited, and I'm just up here to say that I know that that's what I need to do with my life, and I know that that the gospel is amazing, and that's true, and I know that Jesus atoned for my sins and for yours, and I'm grateful for everything that He's placed in my life to get me to this point. An amazing ward, an amazing family that has helped me have the opportunity to go on this mission, and I know that whatever situation you're in, that God will help you, and I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
It's one of those days when your heart's pounding in your chest, and sometimes I ignore that, but when I start shaking, I know that it's really strong prompting, so I need to stand here today and bear my testimony. I'm so grateful for the gospel, and I'm so grateful for my blessings. This morning when my husband left for his meeting, I'm kind of glad he was gone, because I pulled up a DVD of my father giving some talks when he was stake president. He died 29 years ago. And one of the things that he talked about that really touched me is he talked about how he remembered some of the things when he was a little boy, and about some of the teachings he had when he was a little boy, and how that helped him grow his testimony. And it helped me remember some of the things that have happened to me in my life that has touched me and helped me grow my testimony. And I realized that it's not big things that grow our testimony. It's not the miracles, and it's not the visitations or things that are just miraculous, but it's the little things. I remember as a primary child in the primary program, we sang, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives." And I can remember the feeling I had as I sang, "He Lives." I can remember in sacrament meeting, we had a late meeting because we were a bunch of farmers. Our sacrament meeting didn't even start till 7:30 at night. And I was young enough that I had a hard time staying awake. And finally, when the closing song was "Abide With Me," and I can remember how I felt. I remember how I felt when hands were laid on my head and I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. I remember that feeling. Not life-changing, shattering, but feelings here that grew my testimony as a young child, and it's continued to grow. I know the church is true. I know Heavenly Father loves me. I know how I feel when he answers my prayer and the joy that I have that he loves me. I know the Savior atoned for my sins because he loved me. I'm grateful for the Holy Ghost and the protection it has given me and for the guidance it has given me. I'm grateful for my family and the blessings that they bring me and the happiness and the joy. And I hope that each one of them know that I know, not because I say I know, but because they see me living the gospel. I am so grateful for everything I have, and I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hello, my name is Tyler Hill, and I just want to bear my testimony that I know the church is true and that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and I'm thankful for my family and for everything that Heavenly Father has given me. I say his name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Hello, my name is Dallin Hill, and I wanted to come up here and bear my testimony because I know that Jesus lives and that the church is true and that I will always have my family to be there for me in all the dark times that may come throughout my life, and that I know Jesus will help me overcome all my fears. And I say this in Jesus Christ, amen.
I had two experiences recently that I'd like to share. Yesterday, we attended the wedding of a friend down in the Payson Temple, and the sealer, he was in the mission presidency at the MTC. He said a general authority came, and I believe he said it was Elder Holland. Don't quote me on that. I should have been paying closer attention. But he asked all of the missionaries who had a CTR ring on their finger at the time. And he said, almost every hand raised at the time. And he said, he picked out one young man and he said, well, what does CTR mean to you? And the young man said, well, it means choose the right to me. And he said, that's right, that's correct. But he also went on and he said, it has a deeper meaning to me. And that deeper meaning to him was current temple recommend. So his was CTR, current temple recommend. And then the sealer went on and talked about the blessings that are ours by having that current temple recommend. And he said that, you know, as we attend the temple, our testimonies will be strengthened and that we will have peace and joy in our lives. The second story, the second instance, goes something like this. A few weeks before yesterday, my niece was married up in the Draper Temple, so we went up there, and halfway up, I realized I didn't have my recommend with me. So I thought, well, if I turn around and if I speed back, maybe I can get that recommend and still make the sealing of this niece. And I said, well, we can't do that. Let's just proceed forward and move on. Well, we got there and I sent my wife in and I dropped her off. She went in and found a gentleman that was working at the desk and explained the situation. They did some research, some checking, whatnot, and by the time I'd parked the car and gotten in, to my surprise, somehow he said, well, Bishop, which I was a bishop down at the YSA ward, he goes, bring your recommend next time, will you please? So that was a good experience to me, but the story doesn't end there. My wife's sister, she followed us in, or she came in, and she was at the desk at the same time. And as she presented her recommend, the gentleman behind the desk said, "I'm sorry, but your recommend is expired, and I can't let you into the temple." And she was crying at this point. And to me, it hit home the message that a current recommend to me is it's very important to me and to my life, and to make sure that I'm always worthy to have that current temple recommend. I saw as she was not admitted in, and by a miracle, I was admitted in, but yet I saw how the divide of the family at that point, and it's my hope that each and every one of us can be reunited as a family, that we have that opportunity to live together eternally as a family, not as a biological family, but even as a ward family as well, that each and every one of us are brothers and sisters. And I am so grateful to have that knowledge. I love my Savior, Jesus Christ, and the atonement that He has done on my behalf. And I'll leave you with that. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Hi, my name is CJ Jackman, and I would like to bury my testimony about reading the scriptures. I hope that I can read the scriptures every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
It's not fair to follow our grandchild. It's been quite a while since I've been in this ward, and it's probably been even longer since I've borne my testimony in front of all of you. I first of all want to say how much I love each and every one of you. A lot that I don't know anymore, but the spirit that I feel here is a wonderful spirit. I'm grateful for the gospel. I'm grateful for my Savior, who loves me in spite of the idiot that I become some days. I'm grateful for my family, for my grandchildren, for my children, and I want them to know how much the gospel means to me. We can't prove the gospel to be true by empirical methods. I know this to be true. But if we ask the Savior, He will let us know through that still small voice that it is true. And I'm grateful to be able to have heard that voice and pray that I might be able to live what I know to be true. I bear witness that Jesus is the Christ, that the Book of Mormon is true, and that this is His gospel. And I bear that witness to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our brother and friend. Amen.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. My name is Brett Weeks, and I wish to stand and share my testimony, or at least a part of my testimony, with you today. First, as a voice of gratitude to the holders of the Aaronic priesthood for your reverent and dignified administration of the sacrament. The value to each of us for that great service can't be measured, and I express my gratitude. I wish to testify today of the significance that each simple act of goodness and obedience has in our lives. I testify that we have a living prophet today who stands at the head of this church. He holds the keys of the priesthood. He administers the church. and oversees the ordinances that are performed throughout the world through those keys. And I bear witness that our stake president and our bishop hold keys delegated by him. I am deeply grateful for the living keys of the priesthood, who promise us and teach us the pathway to follow. I bear witness as we follow the words of the prophets, that we receive peace and joy. We receive comfort and strength. I know this to be true. I testify as we follow them that we also receive faith and devotion and feelings of gratitude to our Father in heaven and our Savior. The Book of Mormon, to me, is a special book, and I bear witness of its truthfulness. I bear witness of the truthfulness and the efficacy of the promises made by our prophet, who promised that if we would read the book carefully each day, the Book of Mormon, that we would make better decisions every day. I testify that that's true. He promised that if we would ponder the things which we studied each day, that the windows of heaven would be open to us, and we would receive direction for ourselves and our families. And I testify that that is true. And lastly, he promised that if we would immerse ourselves in the study of the Book of Mormon, that we would be immunized from the evil and addictions of our day. And I testify that that is true. I bear witness that our Father in heaven lives, that his Son and his matchless power watches over us. They love us with a love that we don't understand, but I bear witness of its reality and of the reality of the redeeming love of our Savior. This is his church and kingdom. Of these things I bear witness in his sacred name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good day, brothers and sisters. I'll tell you, it's kind of something else when your kids are up there. Well, beforehand, they're over there, Dad, let's go, let's get up there. And I thought to myself, what are we talking about here? I was like, I'm just listening. And they continue, let's go, let's go. And I really thought that they were just kind of telling me to get up, but they actually got up on their own and came down here, and it was something else. And I was so grateful that Heavenly Father has blessed me with two amazing boys and that I learn from each day. And they are the world to my wife and me. And I just wanted to bear you my testimony that how much I am, how much of a testimony I have of the plan of salvation. And I'm grateful for everything that Heavenly Father has done and has given me each day in my life. And I'm grateful for my wife. I'm grateful that Heavenly Father has given me such amazing people. I'm grateful for the wonderful friendship that my boys and my wife and me has always got to know each and every one of you. And I testify that this book is true.
that this building is the greatest place to be in at this moment. And I'm grateful of our bishopric and our stake presidency, the wonderful leaders we have, and I have a testimony on them that I know that they're called of God to do their work. And I love you all, and I leave you this in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Again, we'd like to thank everyone that bore their testimony today. It was a wonderful meeting with a strong spirit. This is a fifth Sunday, so we have a few things that are a little bit different. The primary, there's no change there. The Relief Society and Elders Quorum will be meeting in the chapel. And then the Laurels, priests, Miamaids, and teachers will be meeting in room 117. They'll have a group. And then the deacons and beehives are as usual. They'll meet at their class. And so this should be a nice opportunity. The topic has come down through the First Presidency in the area. So we also like to thank Brother Grapes and Sister Holland for the music. The closing hymn will be hymn 134, I Believe in Christ, and the benediction will be offered by Sister Angela Weeks.
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for the opportunity to gather today, for the opportunity to have the sacrament and to renew our covenants. Grateful for the power of Christ's atonement to cleanse and change and strengthen us. We thank thee for the spirit we have felt today, for the testimonies that have been born. We pray that we might carry the spirit with us. We love thee, Father, and say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.